In this week's parasha, we have V'shamru b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. Klal Yisrael should keep the Shabbos. Lastly, says the Shabbos to make the Shabbos. What's this double lashon? V'shamru b'nei Yisrael Shabbos, they should keep Shabbos. And lastly, to make Shabbos. So I think you could say parasha. You could say a pshat like this. That as mirrors, that probably most you don't say. It's too long in America to say the first one, Kol Mekadesh V. How many of you say Kol Mekadesh V? Not bad. Better than expected. Americans usually start Menucha V'Simcha. Kol Mekadesh Shvi'i Karoi Eloi. There are people Mekadesh Shabbos Karoi Eloi, properly. They make a Shabbos table with Divrei Torah. They come home from the Rebbe on Friday and they say the Divrei Torah that they heard. They sing Zmiras. Learn a little, nap a little. Do it. Make a Shabbos Karoi Eloi. There's some people. They're careful not to be over any laws. They go to Grandview Park and play football. There's an Erev. They find different ways. They have the television on a time switch. I guess probably they turn the sound off. Shouldn't be Ashmar's coil. And they found ways around everything. All these people who keep Shabbos both get tremendous schar. But how much schar do they get? According to the work they put in. You put in the effort, then he gets chav. So you could say pshat very simple. V'shamru b'nei Yisrael the Shabbos. There's two types of people who keep Shabbos. There are people who are shomer Shabbos. They're careful not to be over anything. That's one type. And then there's another type of people who are lasers of the Shabbos, who work to make the Shabbos into something special. What's the difference between the two people? The people who are careful not to be over, they have no geshmak from Shabbos. When they pass it down to their children, all the children see is restrictions, which have to try and get around. The children, who knows if they'll keep Shabbos? Somebody makes an emes of Shabbos, the children will also keep Shabbos. So there's a shomer b'nei Yisrael the Shabbos. And then the other type, lastly to the Shabbos. That will be l'dayraisa b'seilam. If you make a Shabbos, it'll be future generations. But there's a beautiful pshat from the Alexander Rebbe, the Yismach Yisrael in his Sefer. He says, and with it he answers the famous question, of why is it the Eli Yisrael Haimim Shtei Shabbosis Haim Yad Nigodin? If Klal Yisrael kept two Shabbosis, they would right away be redeemed. And the question is, you will ask the Kasha from Mordechai ben David. Mordechai ben David says, just one Shabbos will all be free. Says a stira to this Chazal. So one teretz is, we already had one. That's one teretz to Mordechai ben David. We'll come up with a different pshat in him. So Alexander Rebbe says, and this certainly won't work, this pshat we're going to say now doesn't work with Mordechai ben David. He was a geruchas, Alexander Ger didn't go on so well. So pshat is that there's two reasons we have for Shabbos. You look in Parshas Yisroi, and you look in Parshas Chanan, and there's a dibros, each one has a different reason. One reason is, Zeichet Yitzis Mitzrayim. One reason is, Zeichet Ma'aseh Bereishis. So every time you keep Shabbos, there are two aspects to Shabbos. What happens when Klal Yisrael will keep the first Shabbos? They've never kept Shabbos. Now the whole of Klal Yisrael keeps Shabbos. It's a Zeichet Yitzis Mitzrayim. But you can't call it a Zeichet of Ma'aseh Bereishis. There wasn't 6 days of work. There were thousands of days of work. So you have to have a cutoff point. So first you have one Shabbos. After you've had that one Shabbos, now you have 6 days of work. And the second Shabbos now, that Shabbos is both a Zeichet of Ma'aseh Bereishis and it's a Zeichet Yitzis Mitzrayim. So V'shamru b'nei Yisrael the Shabbos, Klal Yisrael should keep one Shabbos. Why? Lastly says the Shabbos, to make the next Shabbos into the Emes of Shabbos. So if Klal Yisrael will keep two Shabbos, Hoy Miyad Nigodin, because the first Shabbos doesn't count. The first Shabbos isn't the real Shabbos, there's one aspect missing. So you have to have the second Shabbos. So according to this chart, it's not like Mordechai and David, you need the two Shabbos to be Dafka consecutive. However, this year I found a pshat that will fit with Mordechai ben David, so we don't have to worry about it. So you can sing this tonight, just one Shabbos will be free. The Klei Yaakov already asked the Kasha, why is it that the Pasuk says in this week's parasha, Va'ato dabel b'nei Yisrael lemar, ach es shabsoisai tishmeru, keep my Shabbosis. Why is shabsoisai plural? So you'll tell me, Pasha, it's going all Shabbosis in the year. But then it doesn't make sense the next word. Ki ois he, it is a sign, changes back to singular. So it starts with plural, changes to singular. Klei Yoki gives a pshat, you can look. There's a sefer Ksava Kabbalah, which is very much a pshat sefer, wonderful sefer, written about 200 years ago. We have in the Beis Medrash here. And he says pshat like this. He says that Shabbos, there are two inyonim in Shabbos of Menucha. There's the Menuchas Aguf and the Menuchas Nefesh. And both of them you've got to be Shemus Shabbos with. Shvisas Aguf and Shvisas Nefesh. Not only that, he says, what is the Ikka the Rabbeinu Shalom wants from us? It's not that we physically aren't working. It's he wants Aguf to rest. That doesn't mean, rest doesn't mean doing a bagel or a double bagel or one and a half bagels. That's not what it means, resting. Resting means Ritzevim Menucha Seina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should want our Menucha. It's a Shvisas Nefesh where you're not focused on any physical activities, any gashmi, anything to do with the outside world, you focus totally ruchnius. Even the eating is ruchnius. Everything is ruchnius. So since you have this double aspect in Shabbos of shvisas and you rest your soul and your guf, so ach es shabsoisai tishmoiru. Keep both aspects of my Shabbos. Ki oisi it, this one Shabbos is an ois. It's one Shabbos with two aspects. And then he goes on to say, that's pshat when it says, if Klai Yisrael will keep Shnei Shabboses, they will be redeemed right away. Two Shabboses doesn't mean two Shabboses. It means two aspects of Shabbos. If they would keep the aspect of Shabbos of resting the physical guf and the aspect of Shabbos of Nuchas HaNefesh, they would right away be redeemed. So just one Shabbos and would all be free. That's the song. I guess it didn't rhyme so well. Just two Shabbos and we'll be free. Now, okay, there's a fascinating Arachaim HaKadosh, very powerful, and it's something to think about and absorb the message is saying over here. And it's really a scary thought when you really take to heart this Arachaim HaKadosh in this week's parasha. Something to really think about. He says in the pasuk over here, V'dibar Hashem el Moshe, ponim el ponim, Hashem spoke to Moshe face to face. Kashi Dabe Ish al Reyehu. He spoke to Moshe like a person speaks to his friend. Veshoved Amachne, and he returned to the camp. Umbeshorsoi Yeshua Benun. Yeshua was his helper. Now lo Yomish Betecha Oil. What's this Loshan? Moshe spoke ponim upon him with a moshel like you speak to a friend. Says the Rechaim HaKadosh. And the only way to do it justice would be you should hear the words of the Rechaim HaKadosh. Hakavona b'zeh is the amount that you prepare, that Moshe prepared himself to mekabel pnei shechina. That was the sheer of how much he was his hasoga of the shechina. The way you prepare yourself for hashpa of kedusha, that's how much you'll get. Kashi dabe ish al reyehu. The pasuk says in Mishlei, kemayim ponim leponim, kein leivodim leodom. What you think of somebody, your feelings towards them, it's like a mirror. It's like a reflection. That's what they feel towards you. Pirish. Ki halavavos yaskilu b'nelam. Your heart, a heart of a person, can feel inside and hidden things what the other person feels for you. You feel for them. It's like it works automatically. There's built in, into you. It's not something you can see and understand. That the heart understands deep down what the other person is feeling for you, and you feel that for them. Im le'av im lesnoi, whether to love or hate. Ki kefi asher. The more you prepare yourself to love your friend, that's how much your friend will love you. So that's why it says, like a person speaks to his friend, if you don't prepare and prepare your heart to love your friend, he won't love you. So too with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here the last words now are very, very important. On the Atta now, people want to know, what's my relationship with Borei Olam? What does Rabbeinu Shlom think of me? Does he really love me? You want to know that. So he tells you, here's a test. You want to test it? Here's what you do. Me'ata yavchin, odom. Ma'hu im koinoi. What's your relationship with Borei Olam? Im levovo yisave, if you have a taiva, v'yichshag b'Hashem avaydosai. Your desire is to serve Hashem, to daven, to learn, to get close to Rabbeinu Shloilam. Zeh simen ki Hashem ahavoy, that Hashem loves you. You love Hashem, Hashem loves you. It's a pretty scary thought. So since we've got that scary thought, we can go a little lighter with the Chasam Sofer. The pasuk we mentioned earlier, Eshab Soisai to Shmeiru, there's a beautiful pshat from the Chasam Sofer. He doesn't add that much to the pasuk. but he points out something which is very heartwarming. The Chasam Sofer says like this. The word ach es shabsoisa tishmeru, he learns not like Rashi, the ach is a miut in Shabbos. You don't always have to keep Shabbos. The Shabbos pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. Mila rabbeisai is doicha Shabbos. The Mishkan is written before Shabbos. It has Shabbos after the Mishkan to tell you that the Mishkan is not doicha Shabbos. Shabbos comes, you stop the Mishkan. But pikuach nefesh and mila, one is allowed to do on Shabbos. The Chasam Sofer's words are very beautiful over here. He says, I don't know the exact Lashon, but he says, the Mishkan is a Dover Godel Ma'oid, an Inyan Dover Godel Ma'oid. Unbelievable thing, the Mishkan. We all know, we can imagine, to some degree, how much Kedusha is in the Mishkan. Whatever Kedusha there is in the Mishkan, you're coming up to a Shabbos now, more Kedusha than a Shabbos. Mishkan is not Doicha Shabbos. However much Kedusha there is in Shabbos, imagine it. Pikuch Nefesh is Doicha Shabbos. You see, he says, Gedulas or Kedushas Yisrael is more than the Mishkan and Kol Shekein more than Shabbos. There's so much Kedusha in every Yid. And you can understand what he says in the Vasili Mikdash and Shechanti Pesoicham. Chasam Sofer doesn't say this, but it's Pasha then. Pesoichoy Loinem Pesoicham. Every Yid is like a Mishkan. You have even more Kedusha than a Mishkan. And he touches it into the Pasuk. Ki Ani Hashem, you should keep Shabbos. Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. I make you holy, your holiness is even more than Shabbos is. That's how much love the Ribbono Shel Olam has for a Yid. A simple Yid. A Yid who doesn't learn every Seder. Who doesn't, battles a little bit. Disturbs in his shir a little bit. He does things like that. And still, Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha Shabbos for that guy too. That yeshiva bachur also. The Ribbono Shel Olam loves him, such an awe from him, even more than the Mishkan, even more than Shabbos. In this week's parasha, we have Lo Tishtachave El Acher. Do not bow down to foreign gods. And the word Acher is written with a large resh. Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, the Dalad is written with a large Dalad. Why are they written large? So you take the resh and Dalad of very similar letters. A resh, you put a little triptych on the end, and you have there a Dalad. It's very easy to get mixed up between what is the right thing to do, what is the wrong thing, the balance, what you're supposed to do. There are people, probably conservative and reform, who do things they think L'shem Shemayim, and it's completely krum. And you don't have to just go to reform and conservative. Many from Eden are doing things which they think is the right thing to do, and L'maisa it's also to do, it's wrong to do. It's very difficult where to draw the lines. So it's very easy to mix up the resh and the dalet. The resh can be the dalet. The echod can become a resh. El acher. Are you doing what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants? Moshe is told in this week's parasha, they did an egel. All the mepharshim explain, it's right after Matan Torah. How did they do an egel? Whatever the cheshbon it was Hashem Shemayim. There was some cheshbon Hashem Shemayim. They thought they're right. So that echod became acher. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lech raid the resh dalet. Klai Yisrael messed up that resh and dalet. Odom is told after he ate from the Eitz Hadas that now it's not going to be so simple to see right and wrong. Koitz v'dar dar tatzmiach. When you plant things, it's going to be thorns, thistles, dar dar. Now there's going to be dalad resh. It's going to be hard to see and to separate between the resh and the dalad. It's very easy. It's going to be now to make mistakes between them. And all of Yiddishkeit is like that. You have matzah and chametz coming up. What is matzah? The hay has a little gap between the foot and the top. If that little foot there rises a little bit, becomes a ches, and what do you have? You have chometz, you have ches mem tzad, you have chometz. It's so easy for the matzah to become chometz. And again, we see in this week's parasha, Moshe is told, psol lecha shnei luchos avonim. Go and carve yourself two luchos. And we see by in that Seres Adibus, loisas lecha pesel. Here a pesel is a good thing, there it's a bad thing. The same word pesel can be good or bad. It all depends how you use it. And I heard an interesting idea. It all depends, just like in the English language, the difference between united and untied is, you know what the difference is? where one places the eye. If you're too focused on the eye, the united becomes untied. That's both in marriages, in games, in everything. So too, you want to know solecha or the saz lecha pes, is the good one a bad one? It all depends where you place the lecha. Don't make yourself. Oh, you put yourself first to land up pesel. Loisas lecha pesel. You land up lavi dezora. It's psol lecha. If the first is first the psol, then comes the lecha. You got the psol first, then it'll be a good thing. Then it's that's the Moshe's told psol lecha. Okay, but just very quickly, we just got a minute left. Moshe didn't understand this week's parashat Shkalim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him one of fire. What does it mean he didn't understand the Shkalim? And he shows him one in fire. What didn't he understand? What do you understand now? What it means he didn't understand that a person could take a little bit of money, and that money is a kapara for him. Money is a kapara? How could that be a kapara? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him one of fire. It's not just the money. It's how you give the money. It's if you give it. You give it with an age, with a fire, with a slavas, with chuka, with excitement. If you give it with warmth, that's when it's worth something. It's how you give. And also, he gave one of fire, because fire is something which is very special. We spoke about putting the lecha first, or the eye first. Fire is something which has no self. It's only for the other person. Fire can cook, can warm with it. But the fire itself, there's no metzias device to get. There's nothing there. And that is how yid should be. His giving, the nosnu, you give, but you're not looking for yourself. If you give, you're not looking for yourself. A nosnu is, you can read backwards and forwards the same way. You give, and you get it back again, the nosnu. So a person once gave, a person was once in Gehenna, and they schlep him one day to Gan Eden. And so he asked, like, what happened? This guy was never in the midst of his life. He says, your children, they gave a few $1,000. They gave you, so you're coming to Gan Eden now. After 3 days, they come, they're schlepping back. He says, what is it? So the check bounced. So some people, when it's Venosna, they give. It comes back again. The checks come back again. Have a good Shabbos.